Kerbal said, hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Tzadik, the second to last daf in the Masechta. We are here on Pei Tes Amud Beis, where we just read the Mishnah and a little bit of the Gemara yesterday. If you remember, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Nelson and Chachamim, if a husband can be made for a neder that has not been chal yet, right? If a woman says, Shani nenez la'aba avicha im ani osa b'ficha, I mean, if it hasn't been chal yet, meaning there's a stipulation there, so Rabbi Nelson says he cannot be Mayfair, because, again, if it hasn't taken effect yet, right, it hasn't been Chal, and the Chacham said that he can. So the Gemara is going to tell a story, then it's going to ask whether that applies as well to Hataras Nadarim. Again, if you remember the difference, right, Hataras Nadarim is when the husband is made for his wife's neder, and Hataras Nadarim is when anybody goes to, let's say, a Chacham or a Beis Din, right, to get out of, again, out of their nether. So the Gemara says, Ahu Gavra, first tells a story, we are four or five lines up, on Pei Tes Amud Beis. Ahu Gavra, the Itzer Haniyasa, the Alma Ale. My guy decided, I don't want to get Hana from anybody. It went when, though, meaning not right now, right, as, you know, as we pointed out before, it's going to be with a certain stipulation. Inasiv itza kilo tanina hilchosa. Should he marry before he learned Torah? And again, how much Torah? Okay, kula shas, right, whatever, however much it was, right, whatever whatever that stipulation was. So sure enough, right, the begaba v'tovlia v'lo imtzi l'misnei. Right, he tried to learn. Right, he tried to work hard. Literally means he walked with his stick and his wallet. But I mean, he tried to put in effort, but it wasn't zocha to learn. So he didn't get married. But again, because he said he doesn't want to be asher hana to himself or everybody. Right, if he's gonna then marry, but right, he wasn't matzlich in his learning. But if he would get married without being matzlich in his learning, that would trigger his nether. He wouldn't be able to benefit from anybody. So also Rav Acha bar Huna v'shabshei v'insiv itza. So Rav Acha bar Rav Huna kind of tricked him, kind of convinced him, right, that he wouldn't have to abide by the neder if he got married. And sure enough, he did get married. And then sure enough, his neder was chal. And then v'sharketina v'aisei the kameder of Chizda. And then he kind of made him all dirty and brought him in front of Rav Chizda to be matir the neder, because again he needed benefit from someone, right? He had to go since he was so dirty. Right, he had to wash his clothes, pashas, he needed some sort of hanaf from somebody, right, so then that was, and therefore, right, again, he was able to be matzah in the nether, but you see that he couldn't be matzah in the nether until it was chal, right, until after, right, he married somebody. That's what Rava points out, right, Amarava, man chokim l'mevid l'haim elsa, right, how smart was Rav Acha bar Huna, right, because ilav Rav Acha bar Huna, the gavur rabahu, the gazava the chihechi, the pligi, rabbanu, rabbi nasin ba'afara, hachinami pligi b'she'ela, right, Rav Acha bar Huna figured out that just like Rabbi Nasan and the Chachamim argue by Afaras Nadarim, they also argue by Hataras Nadarim. And therefore, he made sure that the neder would be chal, right, before the guy would be, before they would be matir the neder. For Rav Papi, Amar Rav Papi says, and this is, we're going to have two versions of his shita, Rav Papi says differently, that no, the machokis is ba'afara, the Rabbi Nasan Savar, ain bal mefer ele, im kein chal. And neder, again, we're just recapping the machlokas, right? The machlokas is by hafara, because Rabbi Nelson holds that a husband cannot be made for the neder unless it's chal, right? The ksiv, because the pasuk says v'chafra halavana. Now, what in the world is that? I mean, that the moon should be embarrassed. So, wouldn't that's a pasuk in Yeshayahu? What does that have to do with anything? So, again, as Tosus explains, if you take the ches and make it into a hay, right? It's very similar. V'hafara and halavana. Right, you can do as halibona, meaning like similar to binyan, right? Chal, you take the hay and turn it into ches, right? You make a chal a binyan, right? We said that the dharm is like bona bama, right? If a person takes another, it's as if he's building a mizbech. So again, obviously, this is, as Tosafot points out very quickly, this is not a real drasha. This is just obviously that's not a drasha. You can't just change letters around. You know that's not how things work. But it's a hint, right? Again, that there has to be chal bona, right? The chal abinyan, right? The neder itself has to be chal before you can be mefer. For abundance of either abundance, say no, baal mefer, avo pishalochal neder, right? Again, the chachamim disagree, and the chachamim supposed to say mefer machshavos arumim, right? You can be mefer the thoughts of the people who are smart, right? Arum is like the nachash, was arum. It was smart and intelligent and sneaky. Aval b'she'ela, again, so that's the machlokes by hafara. If the husband can be made for the wife's neder, but by she'ela, then divrei kol in chachamatir klum elim kin chal neder. Then everybody agrees that the neder has to be chal. The chtiv lo yachal devaro, because the pasuk says ready, you shouldn't violate his word. But again, yachal is the same idea as chal. It's different word, but that's again the same idea. That has to be chal, right, before you can be matir the nether. So that was Rav Papi's shita, that everybody holds you cannot be matir the nether until it's chal. And then when they got that guy to marry his wife, and then have the nether chal, so that was the very call. That was going to everybody, because you couldn't be matir nether unless the nether was chal. So they tricked him into making the nether chal, and then they got rid of the nether. Let's prove Rav Papi's shita, right? Konam sheni nana l'ploni, right? Bryce says that if a person swears off enough from somebody, right? Ulumi she'eshal alav, and then he says the second stage of the nether, this is important, two parts, and then whoever... what's it called? And then he says, he says that if I'm going to be matir this nether, then I'm going to be, it's going to be usher for me to benefit from that guy, from the rav. So what does he do? Because then he's stuck, right? Because if he goes to be matir the nether, he can't get benefit from that rav. Right, the whole thing like doesn't work. So nishal al rishon v'achakach nishal al sheni. What does he have to do? He has to be shoal on the first one, right? That he doesn't want to get benefit from this guy, and then, right, and then only that second, only afterwards, right, v'achakach nishal hasheni, only then can he go get rid of the nether to benefit, right, from the rav, right, then meaning he has to make sure to get rid of the first one, and then get rid of the second one, because otherwise he can't get rid of, right, he can't go to the rav to get the nether right, revoked and annulled, because he can't have benefit from it. So the Gemara says, I understand. But e boy al high nishal bereisha. Meaning, oh, sorry, I skipped the line. I'm sorry. Viamers nishal afal bishalo chal another. I mean, again, which part of the nether has been chal? The guy says he's not going to derive, right, get any benefit. He's not going to derive benefit from some guy and from whoever is going to be mad to the nether. Meaning that if he goes to be mad to the nether, so that part of it has been chal, right? That hasn't been chal yet. So when you want to get out of this nether, you have to get rid of the first part that has been chal, right? And the second one, right, hasn't been chal until you go to be matir the first one. So if you're telling me that you can be matir in nether before it's chal, so what's the matter? Why does the order matter? Right, the second one hasn't been chal. The first part of the nether has been chal. So who cares if you tell me the order? If you tell me that you can be matir in nether that hasn't been chal. So why does the order matter? So clearly, what do you see? Since the order matters, that you cannot be matir the nether if it's not been chal. So that's a proof. So what we just said, that everybody agrees to this. Gemara says, miyada hai kama yihai basra. Well, how do you know which is first and last? Meaning that how do you know which nether? Meaning it's not clear that it's the first nether, second nether. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, how do you know that that's what it's talking about? It could be that the one he's matir first is the first nether. I mean, yes, then he took nedarim in an order, but it could be that the brisa means that you could be matir the nether, you're matir first, which could refer to the second one. Meaning, maybe there is no order, he just has to get one nether done and then the next one. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be matir the first nether he took. It could just say that you're matir both nedarim, you can't do it together, you have to do one after the other. So, Ella, rather, so no limim say Ella, so that's not a proof, but maybe this is a proof. Right? It says, konam she'ini nana laploni. And Harini Nazir Lakisha Eshalalov. Right, a guy says, right, he's not going to get benefit from one guy, son of this guy, and he's going to be a Nazir, right, when he's Matir that Nether. So what does he do? Nishal Nidro Vachkach Nishal Nizro. Now, here, instead of saying first and second, the Bryce is very clear, right? He says you have to get rid of the first Nether he took, i.e., the Nether, about getting benefit from someone, and then he has to take, he's to be Matir his Nezer, Nazir Nether. So via Marta Nishal Afal Pishal Chal Neder, right? So Iboy al Nidro Nishal Bereisha Ishtal Bereisha Iboy al Nizro Ishtal Bereisha. What meaning? If you tell me that you can be Matir Neder, that's not Chal yet. So who cares what the order is? You can just be Matir regardless. So the Gemara says that's not a proof either because Rabbi Nelson he, because maybe that's Rabbi Nelson Shita again. We saw that there's a Machokas, right? That it's not necessarily proof that the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Nelson and that there is no Machokas. Okay, Ravina, Amaravina, Amarli Mareimar, Hachi Amaravucha Meshmed Rav Papi. There's another version of Rav Papi Shita that actually says the opposite. That Machlokes Be'afara, Aval B'Sheila Devrei Kol Mayfair. that the machlokas, yes, is by hafaras nedarim, but there is no machlokas by ataras nedarim. But it's not that they cannot be matir; is that they can be matir. I mean, everybody agrees that even if it has not been chal yet, right? Divrei Kol mefer v'afal afal pi shelo chal nether, and a mefer is probably a bad word here; it should be matir. But okay, meaning by ataras nedarim, everybody agrees you can be matir it before it's chal. The Ktiv Kedoshim says. Meaning that you can understand the phrase lo yachal devaro that it can say that the nether is not chal yet, right? But you still can be, again, and that's the parsha of Ataras Nedarim. So if it says lo yachal devaro, it means not yet chal, right? Then it means you can be matir the nether. So obviously the Gemara is going to bring those two questions that we just brought as proofs. Sorry, it's going to bring the two brises that we just brought as proofs, and it's going to ask it as a question, because this sheet is the opposite of what we just said. So, maybe one second. My guess is I'm not going to get benefit from this guy and from any rabbi I go to be matter the nether. So, Nishal Rishon Vachachach Nishal Hasheni has to be matter the first one and the second one. The Gemara says, Amai, Iboyal Hai Nishal Beresha. Who cares what the order it is? If it can be matir and neder, that's not chal yet. So Gemara says, "Mi yodeh, hai rishon hai sheni." The Gemara has the same answer. How do you know that it was talking about the first neder you took? It could just been referring to the first neder you were matir. So the Gemara says again, "Meisvei from the second brayso," and this will be a good tiyuvta to. This sheet, this version of Rapapi, Konam Shani Nana, Varini Nazri Lakisha Eshal Alav. The guy says, I'm not going to get benefit from this guy, and then if I bring Matan the Nether, I'm going to be a Nazir. So Nishal Nidro, Vachach Nishal Nizro. Here, the Bryce is clear that you have to be Matir, the Nether, and then the Nizirus, and then the Nazir. So Gemara says, again, this is getting us to Mesechus Nazir, right? Again, as we usually find, right? The topics of the next Mesechta kind of leak into this Mesechta. Gemara says again, right, Gemara says, well, if you're telling me you can be matir and neder, that's not chal yet, so who cares what the order is? So Gemara says, that's true, right, that someone must hold, right, that you cannot be matir and neder until it's chal. Right? You can't tell me that everybody agrees you can be matir and neder, that's not chal yet, because this brisa clearly holds that you cannot be a matir and neder, that's not chal yet. So therefore, tiyufta, right, this version of Rapapi must be incorrect. Okay, Barishona Hayomrim, last Mishnah in the Masechta. Originally, they would say that Shalosh Nashim Yotzos Venotlos Ksubasa. That three women, right, have to get divorced, but they get their Ksuba, right? Sometimes a woman has to be divorced. Let's say if she cheats on her husband, but in that case, she does not get a Ksuba, right? Then she ruined her own marriage. But certain cases, as the Mishnah says, that three women have to get divorced, but they get to keep their ksuba. And technically, they are haomeres tamei anilach shamayim beni levenecha unutula ani men hayehudim. Right, these three cases. What are these three cases? So, if a woman says, "I am tamei to you," and that doesn't mean tamei, meaning that she cheated on him, and the Gemara is going to explain, not today, but tomorrow, that it must be referring to a Kohen, an Ashes Kohen, because if it's an Ashes Yisrael, so if she cheated willingly, so then she doesn't get her Ksuba. And if she was raped, she doesn't have to be divorced. The only case where she has to be divorced, but she gets her Ksuba, is an Ashes Kohen, because an Ashes Kohen is not allowed to stay with his wife, even if she is raped. And it's not her fault, so she gets her ksuba. Right? Obviously, if she cheated on him, she doesn't get a ksuba. But that's the first case. Second case is Shemayim Bnei Levenecha. However you understand this, different ways to interpret. But basically, that they're unable to have bia in order to have children, whether it's a claim against the husband not being able to be with her, or because of his ability to have children, to be motzi zera, whatever it is, the sky is between us, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu knows why we can't stay married. And Utula, Niman, and Yehudim, the third one, right, is that she takes a nether, right? Again, as we've been talking about, this is probably why it's here, or why it's, at the end of the Masechta, where she says that she's not going to be from all people, including including the husband. Why can't she be made for nether? All right, so that's a good, why can't the husband be made for nether? That's a good question. The Rishonim all talk about this. And so it must be a scenario where she's not able to be with him because it's very, very painful. Right? Again, there are other answers in the Rishonim, but Pasha says that the bia is very, very painful. She's not able to stay married to him. Chazru, so those three women have to get divorced, and then they get their ksuba. Then, Chazru lomar shlotei isha, so they realize that that's kind of a really easy out. A wife can just be like, you know, she can make whatever claim she wants. She can say, well, I can't have children with him, or it's very painful to me, or whatever. And she gets out of the marriage, and if she sees somebody else, maybe she wants to marry somebody else, so she can just get out of her marriage, get her ksuba, get her get, marry somebody else very easily. Right? And that's not helpful. So therefore, after that, she says that she was, let's say again in our case, in Aisha's Cohen, that was raped, so she has to prove it. And only then do we believe her, and the husband has to divorce her. So then if she says that, we can't have bia to have children, so then yasu baderech bakasha. They should do it in the way of asking. Now what does that mean? So a lot of different opinions. Let's just say the Mefarish explains that she should ask the husband to divorce her, but he doesn't have to divorce her. A lot of different ways to understand that, but you can definitely poke around there in the Rishonim and stuff like that. Let's just use that one for now. And if she swears off Bia from all Jews, so again, Yofer Lechalko V'Temishameshto V'Tim Tulam V'Nayudim. Again, as we've seen before in the Masechta, right, the Gemara has quoted this Mishnah before, that he should be made for that part of the nether, and they should be together, right, and then she is Netulam V'Nayudim. And she is also to be with anybody else, right? Again, if they get divorced, so then she won't be able to have Bia with anyone else. Okay, fine. Again, and this was those three things were to make sure that the wives didn't just, you know, kind of claim without any proof whatsoever. Ibar, let's just get a little bit further, and then we'll finish the Masechta tomorrow. It's Hashem. Ibar, that's the following Shaila. Amra labayla tamea ani, mao shetocha batshuma. Right, again, we had said before, right, we assume that if a woman says, I'm tamei to you, meaning that Cohen's wife said that she was raped, so what is the halacha about eating truma? Right, again, she can't stay married to him and she can't eat truma, right? Again, only, let's say, if she's a Bas Yisrael who married the Cohen, she can eat truma as long as they're married, but as long as they're not married, so if they're not married anymore, so then she cannot. So what's the halacha, right, about truma? Meaning, let's say she doesn't prove it. Right, let's say she doesn't prove it and she can stay married to him. Or maybe, meaning maybe she's not able to have truma. Meaning that the whole reason here is to make sure, you know, maybe you split the claims, meaning and you split the problems, because to stay married to him, right, again, you know, Chazal wanted to make sure she doesn't, you know, get out of the marriage easily, but to get rid of truma, meaning meaning in terms of her ability to eat truma, so maybe Chazal did believe her, and now she's no longer able to eat truma, even though Chazal is going to wait till she proves it, and if she doesn't prove it, they get to stay married, but maybe she is milkal kalsatzma, maybe she's messed herself up in terms of eating truma, even though they're allowed to stay married. So Rav Sheshes Amar, I have two possibilities. Rav Sheshes says, Ochelas, Shalot Hotzi Laz Albanea, and Rava Amar, Eino Ochelas, Efshir Da Ochel Achulin. Rav Sheshes says she does still eat truma, because we don't want people to think that her children are mamzerim, or they were, meaning they agree, or mamzerim, or halalim, or whatever it is, not, you know, proper Jews, or not proper kohanim, or we want people to believe that she was actually raped, and then they stayed together, they had more children, the kids, a halal, okay, Rava says, no, she doesn't eat, because she could just eat chulin. Like, what does everybody know, how does everybody know the status of the bread on the table? Okay, so people doesn't eat truma. She said, how does the fact of her not eating truma have anything to do with her kids, right? People will come over for dinner, right? They'll see some meat on the table, see some bread on the table. How do they know if it's truma or not? So they'll just sort of buy a regular loaf of bread, right? And nobody will know. Amar Rava Rava says, Rav Sheshes, she'im nis'armala, Rav said that Rav Sheshes is moda, that if she got divorced, or she really, that nis'armala means the husband died and she's widowed, she ain't ochelas, then she cannot eat truma, right? Me to do taima, ela mishum shalototzi laza banal. Because the whole reason was that people shouldn't think, right, that their children is an issue. I mean, that's only shayach, right, if they're still married, right? Nisalmav and Nisgarsha, but if they're not married anymore, she was widowed or she was divorced, so then Amri, Hashta, it Nisa, right, people will think that, again, that only now, meaning that when she stopped eating truma, maybe now she was not eating truma because she's not married to the guy anymore, right? They won't realize that, they won't think that when she claimed that she was raped or whatever, right, that was true, and then there was some sort of impact with the children. Now, again, if she's already divorced, they'll think, okay, she doesn't need truma anymore because they're not married, right? They won't think anything about the claim of a rape. Okay, Rabosa, we're going to invite her in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Very excited. I hope you have a big party scheduled. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.